I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM. Tequila tasting, a silent auction, live entertainment, art, and more are on the bill for the Latino Center of the Midlands Destino Dinner on Saturday, September 9th. Albert Varos is executive director of the organization. He's come in this Labor Day and is prepared to talk about it. Good morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having us.
I thought it was just me that was up on Labor Day.
Nope, us too.
So give us the details of this. I know your registration is officially closed, but you can probably squeeze some people in, right?
Absolutely, we can. And we hope that we do get some last-minute interest in the event. The event is our signature event, and it's celebrating our 46-year history. And it's an opportunity to really showcase some of the things that we're doing at the center and build some new friendships, which is really important to us. We have a strong partnership model. And there'll be a lot of great representation from the companies and the organizations that we work with.
And where does this take place?
This year is our first year that we're doing it at Baxter Arena. So it's a big venue and it's a big platform. And we're really excited to enjoy it with our 400 plus closest friends.
501auctions.com/destino is the website for more information. You can always call the Latino Center of the Midlands at 402-733-2720. Also, you have been in the position of executive director since January of this year. Talk a little bit about some of the programs that you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. At the Latino Center, we have a core focus on education, and we do that through our adult basic education class, where we offer a host of different educational opportunities around the GED program, around literacy and English ESL, English as a second language. And that we don't only work with adults, we also work with young people through our Pathways to Success program, where we operate in four different high schools, in Omaha Public Schools and in Bellevue Public Schools. And that program is really targeted more towards students who are not being successful in school because of truancy issues, and we try to mitigate that. And we also have a leadership component to our high school program. And then the last area of focus is our community support and technical assistance, and that's an area where people can come to the center seeking different services around immigration, around financial literacy. And this year, we're really excited to be in the process of reevaluating the program so that we can then, in 2018, add elements of mental and physical health from a partnership standpoint.
You've had enough time to look around and take stock. What would you say are some of the strengths that you're building on?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I believe that our strength comes within our staff. We have incredible people who are completely dedicated to the mission of the organization, many who have been there for 10 years or more. And then also we have a growing staff. Our staff is, we have a lot of young and energetic talent, even particularly now with two new hires to help expand our program into middle schools and then also at South High School.
Now, we're expecting an announcement fairly soon on DACA from President Trump, and the assumptions, one of them at least, is that this will be canceled with a delayed implementation date, sort of shifting the focus to Congress. How will that affect the people that you serve, and what would you hope would be the best result?
Yeah, as you can imagine, we've been following the DACA situation very closely, and it's very personal to us, as you know, many of our clients, Phil, are DACA recipients, if not in the process of trying to obtain that distinction. And we really hope that Congress takes a good look at it and maintains it, and we hope that Congressman Bacon is part of the solution and not part of the problem, and really trying to mobilize his contemporaries to be able to provide an opportunity for young people who came here to be able to remain and be productive citizens. I know it's a huge opportunity for the business community to come together and to show that there's a big skills gap and there's the need for talent, and it'd be the wrong decision to turn away people that are very capable and very productive.
Albert Varos, executive director of the Latino Center of the Midlands. We've been talking about the organization itself and the organization's Destino Dinner coming up this Saturday, September 9th. You can get more information about that and about the Latino Center of the Midlands at latinocenterofthemidlands.org. Albert Varas, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.